We are in conversation with the arts advocacy organization Imagine Milwaukee here on Wisconsin Weekend. According to the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, Wisconsin is rock bottom, spending less per capita on arts funding than any other state in our country. And our neighbor at Minnesota is number one. But there is momentum to turn that around. Is there public art in your neighborhood? What effect does it have on your quality of life? Artists and creators, how are you doing now? We're at 800-642-1234 to join this conversation. 800-642-1234. David Lee is CEO of Imagine Milwaukee. It's a nonprofit working to amplify arts and culture in the city. David, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
So good to be with you today. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to dive right into the projects that you're working on. One of them is called Road of Democracy. What is this project trying to share and explore?
God, it is such a fun and amazing project that brings together the poetry of Milwaukee Poet Laureate Dasha Kelly Hamilton with the artwork of Della Wells, and it is exploring this idea of the formation of our democracy, the work that has gone into it, and the work that is still yet to come. And it pairs these beautiful words in this poem called Of, with, again, Della Wells's collage work of historical Black women. And it is just a beautiful sort of pairing. It's a beautiful showing of how you can bring two different forms of art together to really explicate this unique moment we're living in as we continue to build this road of democracy.
And where are these pieces? Where can we see them?
Yeah, so in Milwaukee, they are on a 1.5 mile stretch on Water Street right outside of City Hall in the road leading up to City Hall. So you can think of the road, right, sort of road mm-hmm. to City Hall as the road of democracy, or just the road that we all travel on together, that the main thoroughfare in Milwaukee. Folks who are not living in Milwaukee, they can go to roadofdemocracy.com and see the poem and a lot of the banners that have been put up. And we were just incredibly proud to be able to partner with the Downtown Bid and the Milwaukee Arts Board on this project.
There's this effort through Road of Democracy to create a collective voice through this project. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, you know, we are actually also going to be putting on a series of events between the end of September and November to continue to explicate and to explore this idea of what this road of democracy means. And I think when we talk about this collective voice, it is really this collective voice between artists, civic leaders, and everyday citizens about what this road, again, that we're all traveling on, how is it holding us? How is it taking care of us, and how are we taking care of it? Because it is this road is something that we're all sharing together, right? It is the thing that sort of helps us understand and helps us govern and helps us lead. This is the shared space that we all are in together.
David, I've been thinking about you this summer as I pass by the boarded up buildings of sure. different merchants, and so much public art going up on the streets to signify the Black Lives Matter movement. How have artists and creators seized this moment?
You know, I think, you know, I've been asked a lot, right? Like, why is art so important? And I think if there is not a time such as this summer when our nation has been dealing with these dual pandemics of COVID-19 and institutional racism, where you see how important art is, right? Because from all of this uncertainty, from all of this, from the rubble of the uprisings, the first thing people did was they picked up their chalk, they picked up their paintbrushes, and they went to work. They started creating, they started drawing. And, you know, it was incredible to see not only all the murals that have come up, but also simple things like chalk drawings. In my neighborhood, every time I walk my dog, I see these incredible chalk drawings. I see these incredible pictures that kids have drawn that are in windows in my neighborhood. And it really gives art, it really gives people a way to make sense of the senseless. It gives voice to the voiceless. And I think it immediately, particularly on some of these larger public art pieces, murals that have gone up, it really puts our city and our region and state in the middle of this important national conversation about, again, not only democracy, not only about creating a more inclusive republic, but how do we create a more inclusive and equitable state?
If you're just joining us, we're talking with David Lee, who is CEO of Imagine Milwaukee, and we're discussing public art and how to support artists this year, theaters, galleries, studios. We want to hear from you. What has your experience been through the pandemic? Where do you see public art in your own community, and what does it make you think? Join in to the conversation, 800-642-1234. David, how do you see us approaching public art in a different way amid the pandemic, amid the protests, amid this world that seems so fractured right now?
Yeah, what a great question. You know, I think our view on this is that the more public art, the more art that goes into the world, the better. And I think this sort of leads back into your open about how there is a paucity, a relative paucity of public art funding in our city and also in our state. You mentioned Wisconsin's 50th in the nation investing about 13 cents per capita. And this is an industry, I would say the art industry, the arts and culture sector in our state employs nearly 100,000 people. And in Milwaukee, the spend of our arts and culture organizations is somewhere on the quarter of a billion dollars. That's $225 million. So these are real dollars that employ real people to keep our friends and neighbors at work. And I think that's a real important distinction about this is not, we're not sort of just putting money into the creation of beautiful art pieces, although that is the effect, right? We're actually investing in people doing the work that continues to inspire us, help us heal, and help us make sense of the world.
How has the pandemic affected the artists that you work with through Imagine Milwaukee?
I mean, it's been tough. You know, the pandemic, the public health response to the pandemic really put our city's artists and creatives out of their ability to earn, right? Whether you were acting on a stage at the Milwaukee Rep, or if you were working at a restaurant or teaching an art class or teaching a dance class. I mean, the inability for our city's artists to actually earn has been just incredibly difficult. And this is why I think, again, going back to this public support for the arts, I mean, when you support the arts, when you support the arts and culture sector, you're not just simply, you're supporting the ability for people to be able to continue their practice and continue earning. And I think that is such an important thing to remember.
It's really difficult to, I would imagine, for performing arts companies to know when they can get back on the stage, when they can start that next production. And this goes, you know, from everything to big companies, to small companies, to community theaters as well.
That's right. You know, performing arts groups are the first to close and last to open. And even when they're able to open, whether or not folks feel the general public have the confidence, right, in the public health response, I think it also is related to their ability to go back. And I think that's the key, right, is that like our artists and creatives and arts organizations are incredibly adaptive. They're incredibly flexible, right, to be able to do a lot of different things. But if there's no audience, if there's no ability for them to actually perform and sell their product, it's just really difficult. And I think, you know, being able to think about our city's artists and states, artists, creatives, and arts organizations as the businesses that they are, I think is really, really important.
So looking inward to Imagine Milwaukee, how are you doing, you know, trying to be this catalyst, this synergy in arts and in arts funding?
Never waste a good pandemic, right? I mean, I think we've been we've been able to leverage, I think, these challenges to be able to tell a new story about why our city's arts organizations are so vital to our region's vibrancy. Again, I think I mentioned it. Our city's arts and culture organizations generate $250 million worth of spend. That is a real impact on our city and region. And to be able to talk about our city's artists and creatives, not as some magical unicorn, but actually our friends and neighbors that take care of our seniors, teach our kids, and are also, by the way, the small business entrepreneurs that are so tolerant for risk to do the thing that they do. But these are the folks that are really going to be able to build our city's future and build the future of our state. So it has just been incredibly inspiring and incredibly exciting to be doing this work at this time.
We only have a few seconds left, but where do you find hope right now?
I find hope seeing the incredible creative power of our city, region, and state's creative artists. Like I said, with artists at the helm, creating works that help us make sense of the world, with artists at the helm or being a part of leadership tables throughout our state, our state and region has a bright, bright future.
David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here with you.
David Lee is CEO of Imagine Milwaukee. It's a nonprofit organization aiming to amplify arts and culture in the city.